Bluebeard. Yes, I am Bluebeard, and my name is one that children cannot stand. Yet once I used to be so tame I'd eat out of a person's hand. So gentle was I wont to be, a curate might have played with me. People accord me little praise, yet I am not the least alarming. I can recall, in bygone days, a maid once said she thought me charming. She was my friend. No more, I vow, and she's in an asylum now. Girls used to clamour for my hand. Girls I refused in simple dozens. I said I'd be their brother, and they promised they would be my cousins. One I accepted, more or less, but I've forgotten her address. They worried me like anything by their proposals every day, until at last I had to ring the bell and have them cleared away. I often pondered on the cost of getting them completely lost. To share my somewhat lofty rank was what they panted for like mad. You see, my balance at the bank was not so small, and I may add a castle, gothic and immense, is my official residence. It overlooks a many a mile of park, of gardens and domains. I'm staying now in lodgings while they're doing up the, well, the drains. For they began to give offence at my official residence. And when I entertain at home, I hardly ever fail to please. The upper tens alone may come and join in my recherchetees. I am a king in every sense at my official residence. My dances on a parquet floor, my royal dinners which consist of 15 courses, sometimes more, are things that are not lightly missed. In fact, I do not spare expense at my official residence. My hospitality to those whom I invite to come and stay is famed. My